And time now for episode number 9 of the world-famous free Phil Hendry podcast. Episode 9, today featuring the classic Rudy Canosa.
Yeah, dirty, pretty good. Talk about girl smoking.
Thank you, Bud Dickman. Robert, what do you think?
Well, I think this guy, you got to keep an eye on this guy.
You do have to keep an eye on Rudy Canosa. Although I say that with the greatest of respect, I got Rudy on the other line here, and he is on hold, right?
Yeah.
Well, he better be on hold, Bud, okay? Because we've just been sort of talking a little bit of shit about him.
No, he's good.
Let me get him on the line here. Rudy Canosa is at, I think he's out having dinner this evening. Rudy, how are you?
I heard everything.
Hold on for a minute. What did I tell you, Bud?
It's okay. I know that you have certain opinions of me, which I understand, but I heard everything. You think I'm a weird ass, you know?
Well, you were on my program, and we're going to feature this segment now. Talking about 16-year-old girls smoking cigarettes.
Yes, and I was also on your program explaining why, that this would give them confidence, because I had a 16-year-old kid to fall in love with me. Do you understand? I'm not saying it's unusual, as Rudy Canosa. You know, Phil, I'm not going through my credentials as a man who understands women. It's very a bunch of stereotype to say that a Latin man understands women. But I...
Boy, that's for sure.
Well, okay, pal. You know, it may be for sure, you know, but when I have an Argentinian, I have a cultural entree to women. Alala! When they talk...
Yeah, and you've heard women on this show say you sound like a retard when you do it. Let's not do that. Let's just talk about this segment.
Retard? Boy, that's too bad. What an asshole.
Okay, Rudy, here you are talking with me about smoking. You were in the import-export business, tobacco... And you were talking about 16-year-old girls smoking.
Yes, and this 16-year-old girl who fell in love with me, she fell in love with Rudy, and she wanted to, what would you say, she wanted to ride the Rudy, you know, she wanted to ride the Rudy train, you know,
We're talking about a child here, okay?
Yes, I know. You know what, you see the padre on your way out the door, he'll punch your ticket for you.
All right, anyway, Rudy Canosa in this segment, episode 9 of the world-famous Free Phil Hendry podcast, brought to you in part by our good friends at Amazon. Put him on hold, will you?
You gotta get all mad.
I don't care if he's... No, he's not. He's gonna have dinner. Brought to you in part by Amazon.com. Just go through the Amazon banner on a homepage at PhilHendryRadio.com and walk into the glorious world of Amazon electronics, games, books, toys, clothes, appliances, you name it, Amazon.com. Go right to that banner on our homepage. We'll see you guys on the other side. Here he is, episode 9 of the Free Phil Hendry podcast with Rudy Canosa.
I wanted to talk to someone who's actually involved in importing and exporting tobacco. And among other things, this gentleman is involved in the import-export of. His name is Rudy Canosa. He's hails from Argentina. Buenos Aires, if I'm not mistaken. Correct, Rudy?
That is correct, Phil. Buenos Aires, Argentina, yes.
And you are involved in the import-export end of South American tobacco?
Yes, it's become a good cash crop in South America, along with the Middle Eastern tobaccos and American tobaccos.
All right, so you just heard what I said. Your company is involved in some kind of a business arrangement at importing tobacco, and yet you hear these statistics of women dying. 39% of smoking-related deaths now are among women. What do you say to that?
Phil, I want you to also note that the report said that young teenage girls are also smoking cigarettes, and I want to concentrate on the good as well as the bad. I think there is a good side to this.
And what is the good, that the teenage girls are smoking?
I'm not here to argue with you the merits of cigarette smoking. I'm not going to argue the merits of cigarette smoking. I know that that this is a controversial topic. But if you will allow me to put to you this argument, that a teenage girl, a young adolescent teenage girl, is a very awkward creature, and it is very difficult for her to deal with adolescence. It is difficult for a teenage girl, for an adolescent girl, to deal with the ultimate rejection of her father. And I know this because I've been a man who has been in the company of many women. It is part of my business is to talk to you, but I would also talk to you about how I understand women. And the teenage girl needs every little bit of help that she can get. Smoking a cigarette can give her a fighting chance at being popular. And it,
wait a minute. We're not going to sit here and encourage kids to smoke cigarettes now, are we?
Smoking makes a young girl look and feel free. It makes her look emancipated. It makes her look empowered. She is having a tough enough time being popular. Take the cigarette away from her. She's just another face in the crowd. Maybe she's cute. Maybe she's not. But with a cigarette, she is noticed.
We're not going to talk about having kids starting to smoke cigarettes. Are we really?
Billy, if you were to think about it, if you were to be honest with yourself about it.
Are you going to tell me that while you may not think smoking for women is so great, teenage girls...
If you would allow yourself, just allow me this one thing. A young woman who smokes cigarettes, still, and I'm talking about a teenager now.
You're talking about an underage minor.
Phil, we are not talking about alcohol. We are talking about smoking tobacco. We are not talking about smoking marijuana. We are talking about smoking tobacco. So if she is underage, yes, she is underage. But she still has the time in her life to quit smoking the cigarettes and to get her health back. A woman of 30 or 40, a woman in her 20s, is already damaging her health. And
you admit to that, even though you import and export this stuff.
But yes, I admit to that. It would be stupid not to admit to that. Smoking can definitely give you a health problem. I am talking about the teenage girl. You have the chance of looking, and let me speak directly to the teenage girl now. You have the chance. Can I tell you a story, Phil, because I think you'll find this interesting. When I was...
Go ahead. We've got a few. Let me give the phone number out here first, though, okay?
Certainly.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza is a businessman, imports, exports tobacco. You just heard him say that for a teenage girl, smoking isn't that bad health-wise, and the upside is she has a shot at being popular, she has a shot at looking emancipated, and she has a shot at looking empowered. All right, tell your story.
And I hope, my friend, that we are still friends after this.
Of course we'll still be friends, but I want to listen to what you have to say. Some of this stuff is shocking.
I understand that. Phil, I am 39 years of age. 3 years ago, I was in business with a gentleman in Los Angeles, in the city of Los Angeles. He had the most beautiful 16-year-old daughter. She fell in love with me. I did nothing to encourage this, but she fell in love with me. And I asked her one day, Roberta, why have you fallen in love with me? She said, because my father does not pay any attention to me. And because I am not the most popular girl. And I said to her, I don't want you to smoke cigarettes. I do not want you to start to smoke cigarettes. But if you did smoke cigarettes, people would look at you as if you make your own decisions. You would be a woman who looked like she had some power. You don't have power.
All right. So what are you telling me? Some 16-year-old girl had a crush on you, and...
Yes, she did. And,
okay, and you said, you asked her why, and she said because her father didn't pay any attention to her, and her friend, and so you're encouraging her to smoke?
No. The Virginia Slim ad says, helping a woman find her voice. Have you seen the commercial for Virginia Slim cigarettes?
No, I have not. What is it? You've come a long way, baby?
You've come a long way, baby. And you know something that's true? For all of the women, they have come a long way. And then the commercial said, you've got your own cigarette now, baby. You've come a long, long way. Well, I don't say this to the women, but I say to the young girls, and as I said to Roberta, and she fell in love with me, and I should say to her some kind of advice. I said to Roberta, what if you smoked a cigarette? You would then look like you made your own decisions, that you select your own clothes, that you have disposable income, that you control your life. When you are a teenage girl involved in the glamorous world of cigarettes, you do look older.
And you didn't tell her that, man, did you?
I said that...
You didn't tell her that when you're a teenager involved in the glam... Look, the kid's going to smoke cigarettes. Isn't that bad enough?
And it... Well, it's not bad when the young girl looks like she can be more popular if she smokes. That's not bad, and she has time to quit.
Time to quit. I started smoking when I was 14, dude. I didn't quit until 3 years ago. Think about that one. Here is Jane on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
This guy's been smoking something, and it's not cigarettes. How anyone in this day and age...
Did you see
half,
the commercial, with Jane? Half,
no, you got your chance to speak.
Right,
let me
okay.
speak. How anyone in this day and age with half a functioning brain cell could say that this is a good thing for a girl is absolutely nuts. Number one, she can quit when she wants.
Yes,
this stuff is addictive.
She can
no,
quit when she wants to quit.
People can't stop that easily.
Yes, of course.
It's addictive.
When she's
and
young
what
enough.
It boils, let me finish, Rudy. And what it boils down to is a matter of self-esteem. Whatever happened to young women, young boys, anyone, getting self-esteem from the family, from their parents, from positive things
about
happening, not
what,
negative things
let
happening.
Let me ask you, do you smoke cigarettes?
No.
You do not?
No, I do not.
Were you popular in high school?
Yes, I was.
Okay, you see? But what about the young girl who is not popular? Where does she find her popularity? If you smoke
it
a cigarette,
it can't be in a cigarette.
You look
a
glamorous.
Cigarette is, you know, let me tell you this. A young girl can
do
also find popular. Let me finish.
But what
a young
about
girl can also find popularity having sexual intercourse, but is that the right thing to go instruct
this
her to do?
This is not going to give
no.
you a baby.
It's
this
the long time
smoking
of popularity.
A cigarette is not going to give you a baby. Smoking a cigarette
so let me
is
tell
not.
You know,
is that
a
how
young,
you got popular?
A young woman.
Let me ask
young,
you, how did you get popular? You're not saying that's what you did. Of course
no,
not.
No, I had two wonderful parents. I had two fabulous parents.
But how were you popular?
I had two fabulous parents. I had a lot of self-confidence. I had a good personality. I didn't
the
mind
other,
going up to people. And yes, I understand.
You,
listen,
how did you control
let me finish.
Your, how did you
I understand
your weight?
That there are people who don't have those traits
how
and characteristics.
Did you control your
however, you know, an ugly girl.
How did she control her weight?
Isn't going to make her popular.
Yeah, it will make her look glamorous. How did you control your weight?
Pardon me?
How do you control your weight?
I exercise and I eat right.
Now, what about when you were a young girl?
I've always exercised. I've always been active.
Okay.
And if you're telling me a fat girl needs to smoke,
yes.
you're nuts. Because that adds to risk of stroke. It adds to risk of heart attack. And that's what we're
15,
talking about from
not,
the get-go.
But not when you're 15. If you're a 15-year-old fat girl, you should smoke because...
That's what I'm saying. You're encouraging these kids.
No, she is young enough that she can survive this. But if
you know,
you're a young girl,
heroin will help her lose weight,
look,
too, but
ladies.
It's not the right thing to do.
You don't want to be a fat girl, young girls, listening to me right now. Smoke cigarettes. That will help you lose your weight.
I think it's wrong.
And parents don't
and
make
it's
you popular,
stuff like
Jane.
This is horribly irresponsible.
They are the Cunninghams from Happy Days. Were your parents the Cunninghams from Happy Days?
No, not at all. I didn't say my parents were perfect. I'm saying they gave me a great background
all right.
personally.
1-800, thank you very much, Jane. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Rudy Canoza, importer and exporter of tobacco. And he believes that while cigarette smoking is bad for women, as we've seen cited in this report, that 39% of all smoking-related deaths are now related to women, teenage girls smoking might give them more popularity and make them look more glamorous, which, of course, is irresponsible. But he's making the claim that they're young enough whereby they can quit and it won't damage their health. He also said that a teenage girl should smoke because she doesn't want to be fat. These are the very things that people have been fighting against for years. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Import-export businessman Rudy Canoza joins us from Los Angeles. You are in the import-export business of tobacco, correct?
That is correct. It's South American tobacco, which is part of a new wave, a new global economy, trying to branch out the cross-grafting of tobacco. And
okay, but you're on the show here, even in light of the news that women are dying to the tune of 39% of all smoking-related illnesses are attributed to or are taking the lives of women, and you're saying that teenage girls should smoke.
I feel if people would listen to me, a teenage girl, Roberta was the young lady I told you about who fell in love with me. And I said to her...
She was the daughter of a friend of yours, right?
That is correct.
And I don't mean any disrespect. You didn't lead this girl on.
I did not lead this child on. No, I did not. But it was a testament to the fact that I am a Latin man. I have a way about me. I can speak to women. There is a Latin way of speaking to a woman, in fact. And I did not do this with this 16-year-old girl, but some women... When they smoke a cigarette, you will look at them and go, la, 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 which is the very sexual, very oral Ellen.
What is that? That's when they're smoking?
Some women who look sexy when they smoke, you'll go, blah, 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 blah. And that is a way of...
I don't know what that is.
That is just a Latin way of expressing passion. By the time a young girl gets out of college, she will have the control to keep the weight off without a cigarette, and she'll have enough tricks under her belt to get a man. But the goal is to lose weight and get a man. And you can do that with cigarettes. All of you young girls out there.
Well, you keep saying all of you young girls out there. It sounds to me like you're really trying to get them hooked on cigarettes, and that bothers me.
I am trying to help their self-esteem, like the 16-year-old girl who fell in love with me.
Yeah, her self-esteem. She probably had it right. Her father should have spent more time with her. Here is Faye on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I have an example for Rudy. I have a niece who is 17 years old, and she does smoke. She has tried to commit suicide 3 times. She's anorexic.
How much is she smoking?
I don't know how much she smokes, but she smokes a lot.
Perhaps if she did not smoke, she would have been successful in suicide.
What?
If she did not smoke, she might have been successful at killing herself. Probably the reason why she is not dead is because she smokes.
I don't think so. And I think you are giving a very bad message to young people.
What did I say?
What do you mean she'd still be alive? The reason why she's alive is because she smokes.
Think about it. If she did not smoke, her self-esteem would be so low, she would step in front of a bus.
I don't know why you tie smoking to self-esteem. When I see someone smoking, especially a girl, they automatically look trashy.
Well, that's to you that's to you because you're the mother, but I am saying to the young girl...
No, I'm not saying that just because I'm a mother. I'm saying that when I was in school, girls who smoked were trashy, and that was not something that would make them have self-esteem.
But that's not true
anymore. Anyone does not need to lose... Oh, I think it is true.
It's not true anymore, no.
Oh, I
think
it's true.
Young teenage girls look at each other, and if you don't smoke, you look like a boring, flat-chested...
You are full of crap.
Well, ma'am,
is what you're full of. I know you probably led this person on.
What person? You think
because you are Latin that this friend of yours, you led her on and made her believe that she was in love with you because you are so stuck on yourself.
She said she wanted to run away to South America with me.
And this 16-year-old girl.
That is correct. I told
her you probably gave her a cigarette and said, come on, baby.
I said,
a Virginia Slim and come on, baby.
I said to have a cigarette to calm down. She was so hot and bothered about me. And
God.
You're a real nutcase.
Faye, do you smoke?
No, I have never smoked.
Have you tried it?
No, I don't have any desire to try because I think it's trashy.
You might feel more sexual if you tried it.
You are full of crap.
Don't smoke, Faye.
You might feel more sexual.
I am as sexy as I want to be sexy. And I weighed 98 pounds when I was in school.
When I got married,
I weighed 98 pounds without cigarettes.
Do you have any gingham in your closet?
Do I have any what?
Gingham.
No, I don't.
Okay, I feel bad.
I may have lace. You don't have to smoke to be sexy.
Well, you do. Most women don't, but I think girls who smoke appear to have at least a 36C breast. And the boyfriend, if they don't smoke, the breast looks smaller. I don't know what it is.
Well...
You know what I mean? And so, what the young woman... Do you have a man who... Let me ask you something, Faye, because I am Latin. This sometimes helps to break the ice.
Well, I feel sorry for you if Latin makes you that way.
But listen to this. La, 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 la. Now, what does that do for you?
That sounds like you
sounds
have
ridiculous.
Some kind of problem.
No, this is the way a Latin man expresses his appreciation and, yes, his passion for a woman. If you smoked, then I would say to you, Faye, blah, la, 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 la.
And I would say, go screw yourself.
You would?
Okay?
Really?
Yes, I would. Yes.
Do you know how that makes
and
me feel?
And I'm insulting my intelligence by talking
you know
to
what?
You.
I don't
so
think
I really don't
Faye,
want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, Faye, this is Phil Hendry. I don't think you...
Faye, wait a minute. La, 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 la. See? Now you are hot for me.
Oh, boy.
Now you are hot for me.
Never.
Now
never
you begin...
Never in a million years. If you were the last man on Earth, I would probably...
Now your
I would probably
begin,
kill you.
Yeah, probably... You'd kill me.
If you were the last man on Earth, you were all I had left,
listen
I would probably kill you.
Listen to the passion, Phil.
Forget about it. Faye, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. What are you doing?
That woman is an example of what's killing our young children. Those young girls want to have a cigarette to be popular. This fake comes along and says, you look trashy. She sounds like such a flat and boring person. And
hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Rudy Canoza, import-export businessman, who's on the line talking to us about smoking deaths among women. And even with women smoking and dying, Mr. Canoza, you say it's okay for teenage girls to smoke because it'll make them more popular.
Phil, you know something? It's difficult to be talked about this way.
But that's what you're saying.
If young girls are worried about getting addicted, they can limit their cigarettes. I would suggest they limit their cigarettes to 5 a day. Just make sure you smoke them around your social group so that you will look empowered and in control. There is no purpose for you at that age to smoke alone. There is no purpose. You must smoke with other girls. And if you smoke for the boys to see you, your breasts, they will look bigger. And
this is ridiculous. So you think the young teenage boys are morons or something?
Glamour that young women. The young 16-year-old girl who fell in love with me, she was hot for me. And
will you get off of that, man? It's making me sick. It's making my skin crawl.
But she was. And I told.
And you told her to have a cigarette.
I told her to have a cigarette so it would take her mind off of me. The family has since moved away. I'm very happy for that, too.
1-800-449-8686. Carly, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Carly. You there, kid? Yeah, it's your car phone is, that's a wild car phone. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Let me put you on hold for one more second and we'll get right to you, all right? Okay, Carly?
Okay.
Just so that, you sound okay now. Go ahead. We'll try it out.
Try it out. She's okay.
Yeah, fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I'm a 16-year-old girl and I'm skinny and I'm popular and I just wanted to say that I don't smoke. And it's really stupid, and it's not glamorous at all.
Could I ask you, is your chest the kind of chest that other young
people... Forget about it, Carly. Don't answer the question. Hold on for a minute. Your car phone is really nuts. It's we'll get back to you. Deanna, don't ask her that.
What?
Don't ask the kid a question like that.
I asked her if her chest was,
Never mind. Deanna, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi. Could you turn your radio down, too, please?
Yes. He is totally contradicting himself, saying, I'm going to go back to this 16-year-old girl because he keeps coming back to it. He said at first he was telling her he didn't want her to smoke, and then he's telling her to smoke. Okay, contradicting.
I told the 60 because she was in love with me.
How is a cigarette going to stop her from being in love with you? I'm going to go past that, though.
It would take her mind off of me.
Do you realize how many teenage girls are listening to this show and thinking that
they're going to...
And listening and thinking, okay, if I smoke, I'm going to get impressive breasts, and all these boys are going to fall in love with me, and I'm going to be popular. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. And I have a 15-year-old daughter, and if she is listening to you,
But you know that if you smoke a cigarette when you're 16, you feel glamorous. You know that,
how?
Don't you?
You know what? I've been 16,
and you never smoked a cigarette.
Me feel like I was glamorous.
You didn't feel glamorous.
No, I've never smoked, that would not make me so glamorous.
Deanna. And what if a man, while you were smoking that cigarette, what if a man did this? La, 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 la.
I don't know any man besides you that goes la, 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 la.
Ma'am, that does not make me feel attractive. Ma'am, that is a Latin technique that the Latin men use to express a passion and attraction.
Okay, but these are American women.
But I'm saying... What I'm trying to say is, for a young girl of 16 to have a cigarette and to feel popular, and then to have the boy go up to her and say, la, 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 that is impressive for a girl. Deanna, I don't know how old you are, but you sound very young. You sound like you're in your 20s.
I am 33, and I have a 15-year-old daughter. You also said...
Could I ask you a question? Could you have... And I don't want to be rude. I want to be as delicate as I can. But
okay, wait a minute.
Have you got a nice chest?
That's not rude.
Yes,
that's very rude.
I have a very nice chest, and it has nothing to do with smoking.
You would not have gotten pregnant with your daughter unless you smoked and attracted a man, no?
I did not smoke to attract a man. I went to school from kindergarten all the way up with my husband. I did not need a cigarette to attract him. Thank you.
You were married in kindergarten. What are you talking about?
No, she knew him.
I went to school with my husband all the way from kindergarten until we graduated and married him. It had nothing to do with a cigarette and why I attracted him.
Let me ask you, with a voice like that, you don't suck helium, do you? I'm just kidding. You sound very beautiful.
And well, will you let the lady say what she wants to say?
Let me just express to you that you said, you also said that smoking doesn't get you pregnant and it doesn't give you a baby, but it does give you cancer. Please don't encourage young girls to smoke because it does give you cancer and it does kill you.
Yes,
that's
it
all
does. Yes, it does, dear. It gives you cancer, but if you can quit before it gives you cancer, no young girl of 16 is going to get lung cancer. You know that and I know that.
Do you smoke?
Of course. Of course, I smoke cigars. Women love the scent and the smell of fine
have
Cuban
you ever,
tobacco.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette? Did you become addicted to cigarettes because you can't just
smoke
quit whenever you want?
I smoke cigarettes, but I don't inhale them. I blow the smoke out because I want to look attractive.
You blow the smoke out so everybody around you can breathe it and get cancer, too. That makes
no,
a lot of sense.
No, that is not true. But I will say this. I inhale very delicately. First of all, I hold the cigarette between the two middle fingers of my hand. I inhale it so, the way the Europeans do, and I exhale through my nose, and then I go, la, la, la.
Who's going to teach a teenage girl how to do all that?
No, no. The girl, she doesn't have to go, la, la, la. Her boyfriend does.
No,
your 15-year-old daughter, the day she meets the man who says, will be a big day in her life. Okay, Deanna, thank you. God bless.
Have a nice
adios.
Day.
All right, Deanna, thanks a lot. What are you trying to do?
What?
What? Blue, 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 blue.
No, you blew that, man. That's not how you do it.
Oh, I see. Well, you know what, man? I forgot. I don't have my 12 Easy Steps CD in the car. Here is Carly again. Okay, Carly, how you doing? Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Anyway, back to the... How I think it's pretty stupid how you think it's so glamorous.
Is this the young girl who had the car phone problem?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, so you really think it's glamorous that 16-year-old girls smoke?
I think they think it's glamorous.
I really don't because you know what? I have this friend, and she just started smoking about 3 months ago.
Right.
And she is down to about 3 friends. She's really not popular anymore because she, like, ditched all her friends. Because she smokes now, and she thinks she's so cool, but she's really not, you know,
well,
and nobody likes her anymore.
Well, you don't think she's cool because you're another girl, so you're jealous
she,
of her.
Her self-esteem is down to, like, zero.
You are jealous of how glamorous she
I
looks.
I am not jealous of how glamorous she looks, believe
but,
me.
Well,
I have this other friend.
Yeah?
This other friend that I have.
What's her name? What's her first name?
Carly. I'm Carly, too, but we
oh,
have
wait a second. I think that's the one who fell in love with me.
Wait a minute.
I'm sure.
What?
A 16-year-old girl fell in love with me. Did she used to live in California?
No.
Okay, it's not her.
But,
Jesus.
Okay, this Carly girl, she smokes since she was, in, like, fourth grade. And, she's
okay,
really she's wrinkly right now, and she's 16 years old.
I bet she's got a good chest, though.
And
I
really
don't want
it.
You talking
she has
to.
Taller chest than me, buddy.
No, forget it. I don't want to talk to underage girls about that.
Yeah,
thank
please.
You very much, Carly.
Okay.
And
Carly, I just want to go. Blah, 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 blah.
Never mind. What did you say, Carly?
That was really unattractive.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he sounds like he's retarded
nice
or something.
Little blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
we're
blah, blah.
Really
okay,
sexy.
That's great. Thanks. Get out of here, will you? Freak. 1-800-449-8686. Just let me say to young people everywhere, cigarette smoking sucks. It's bad. I mean, I know I did it for 35 years. But other than that, I didn't like it, and I really hated it. And, Rudy, I think you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Wait a minute. She said that they were popular and skinny. How could she be sure? Maybe she's not as popular and as thin as she'd like to believe. I think that girl's not as skinny as she thinks that she... She thought... Never mind.
Yeah. Okay, here's Starla on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I just wanted to say to Rudy, I think that she's very wrong.
Yes, okay. I'm wrong. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
There he is, Rudy Canoza, episode 9 of the Free Phil Henry podcast, as Rudy was involved in the import-export business of tobacco back in those days. I don't know, maybe it wasn't all that lucrative. We do have Rudy back on the line just to kind of close this episode 9 of the Free Phil Henry podcast out. Rudy.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to be getting into a bathtub here in a moment, Phil, if you don't mind, because I've got it's a little embarrassing. I'm going to be entertaining a young lady.
All right, well, I'll let you go. I'm sorry. I can hear you got the tub going.
Yes, I've got the tub. I pulled pulled the tub for a young lady, you know, but just to close out, you know, this is a 16-year-old girl who fell in love with me, and what am I to do? What is Rudy to do, you know? Women are going to be attracted to me because I know, and you laugh, but I know, you know, to you, I sound like nothing more than a common retard, but to the woman.
Well, you've got a lady there waiting for you.
Hold on. I lost the air.
Lost the air? What?
Nothing.
You got a blow-up doll?
I have a blow-up doll. I've got a real woman in the other room, too. Okay? All right, so don't, you know, hold your horses. This is not a big news scoop. I've got an actual woman waiting for me in the other room. I had a blow-up here.
Why do you have a blow-up doll?
Is it any of your business?
No, you're right.
But I'll tell you, because I'm man enough to handle, I can handle two. One is vinyl. Never mind. You laugh at Rudy. You know, you don't big laugh at Rudy. And
hey, Rudy, maybe you need a bicycle pump.
You know something, I'll take it from you, but not from him. You understand what I'm saying?
Shut up, bud. All right, Rudy, thank you very much for being on this episode.
Yeah, okay. For the ladies listening, just remember, Rudy. And no, I don't need to do that when it's rubber. So I...
Thank you very much. Rudy Canoza with us here on the Free Phil Henry Podcast, Episode 9, brought to you in part, of course, by our good friends at Amazon.com. Wherever you go, whatever you do, however you do it, and why you do it, that's your business. Go to Amazon.com to get it done, baby. Go through the banner on our homepage at PhilHenryShow.com. See you guys for Episode 10 coming up when, bud?
That's coming up on Thursday.
Of the Free Phil Henry Podcast.
No. I'm gonna try, man. La 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 la.
Rudy's the king, man.